From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Wednesday, January 20th. Governor Jared Polis placed Colorado National Guard troops on standby near the state capitol today to respond to any potential disturbances during Joe Biden's inauguration.
Our democracy preserves the sacred right to free speech, but it does not enable or facilitate the perpetuation of violence or destruction.
The FBI recently warned of potential armed protests at all state capitals following the attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 weeks ago. Colorado's Capitol is currently closed to the public, and protests at the building have been small and peaceful the past few days. Governor Polis said state troopers and Denver police would continue to be stationed there throughout the inauguration. In the nation's capital, it was a very different inauguration today, including for members of the Colorado congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Representatives Ken Buck, Jason Crow, and Joe Neguse will be in the pared-down, socially distanced crowd to watch Joe Biden take the oath of office. It's the first inauguration for Crow and Neguse. Representatives Diana DeGette, Ed Perlmutter, and Doug Lamborn, who've attended past inaugurations, will watch virtually this time around like most of the country. Freshman Republican Lauren Boebert will pass on the inauguration. Her office says she'll attend the send-off for President Trump. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. Janet Yellen is President Joe Biden's pick to be Treasury Secretary, and she's been a big proponent of a carbon tax. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck has a refresher on what that is.
While it can be complicated, it largely boils down to this. The federal government taxes a product based on the amount of carbon emissions that went into making it. The idea is to disincentivize the burning of fossil fuels. Kyle Pomerleau is a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. He says the tax could hurt our region's fossil fuel industry and raise prices for consumers, but if we mitigate climate change, he says that could ultimately help the U.S. economy.
So to the extent that we mitigate that, incomes could be higher in the future than they otherwise would be if we just allowed climate change to take place under current projections.
Analysts suspect that low-income Americans would be hit the hardest if a carbon tax goes into effect, as a larger portion of their paycheck goes into things like gas for a car or heating their homes. But research shows they have also been disproportionately impacted by pollution from fossil fuel industries. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The incoming Biden administration has laid out some ambitious plans to turn the tide of the coronavirus pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains what that means for our region.
In a speech last week, President-elect Joe Biden said when it comes to vaccine distribution, his administration will, quote, manage the hell out of this operation, unquote. Part of that plan includes setting up mobile vaccination units in rural areas. Christine Porter is a public health expert at the University of Wyoming. She says that could make it a lot easier for folks to get vaccinated in the Mountain West.
What these mobile clinics do is make it available, and there will be some people who want them, and that will protect them, and it should help reduce transmission rates in general in that community, even though some people might choose not to get vaccinated with that opportunity.
Rural residents are among the most hesitant to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but Porter says the community outreach portion of Biden's plan could help address that as well. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
In Colorado, Governor Jared Polis is urging hospitals to speed up COVID-19 vaccine distribution by tapping into doses reserved for the second shots. KBUT's Scott Franz has more.
Polis says tapping into reserves will free up as many as 40,000 first doses for seniors this week. He says the supply chain is reliable enough for hospitals to administer those second shots as scheduled. He added if there is a delay, the state can scale back first doses to ensure people get the booster shot recommended by the CDC. The request comes less than a week after Polis accused the Trump administration of lying about releasing a national reserve of vaccine doses. Several families have complained about how difficult it is to schedule vaccine appointments. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
The KBUT Newscast is heard every weekday at noon, 2, and 6 p.m. right here on KBUT.